What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. So today I wanted to cover the story that dropped yesterday, a story that dropped yesterday about Apple and Meta apparently having talks or engaging in talks about partnering and integrating the Meta AI models into Apple Intelligence. We talked a little bit about Apple Intelligence in a previous episode, and I'm super excited to see what Apple accomplishes with that endeavor, and even more so now, because at first it appeared that Apple was only seeking a partnership with OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT. But now it looks like they're actually going to, in fact, be offering several artificial intelligence models as part of Apple Intelligence, including Meta, Perplexity, which is probably the most popular AI search tool out there right now. I think I'm going to follow up tomorrow with an episode about Perplexity, and Anthropic, which is the company behind Claude. Of course, leave it to Apple to do this the right way and give the user a choice of what model to use, or if not a choice for the user, at least enable the system to use the AI model that's most appropriate for the given prompt or task or need of the user. So first, a little background on why this is so surprising to many, and then we can get into why it's a big deal. And the background is mostly about the rivalry between these two companies. The story of Apple and Meta, formerly known as Facebook, obviously, is definitely one of the more intriguing rivalries in big tech history. It's basically a tale of two companies that have very different visions and philosophies that clash over things like privacy or control of the digital ecosystem and the digital environment that we all partake in, and basically the future of the internet. They are pretty opposed in some core fundamental concepts, and we'll talk about what those are. But rewind back to like the early 2010s when Facebook was in its heyday. We know it was founded by Mark Zuckerberg in 2004. And by the 2010s, it had become the social media behemoth, obviously, connecting billions of users daily around the world. Obviously, Apple goes back a little bit farther than Meta. They started in 1976, founded by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, Ronald Wayne. And by the same time in the 2010s, they had also solidified their position, even more so maybe, as a leader in consumer electronics, obviously with the iPhone, the iPad, and the MacBook. We don't need to get too far into the product histories of these two companies. But the seeds of the rivalry, or the beginnings of the rivalry, kind of go back to probably 2012. And that's when Facebook launched its first mobile app for iOS. And this definitely seemed like a natural progression for the two companies. It marked the beginning of a deeper conflict, really, and a deeper divide. As we know now, especially Apple's ecosystem is all about emphasis on privacy and user control and data security and data privacy. I mean, I think we've probably all heard the stories about Apple being reticent to even allow law enforcement into cell phone data based on their commitment to privacy. and that emphasis on privacy and user control kind of stood in contrast to Facebook's business model, which is all about collecting user data and using that data to improve the user experience, but also to sell to third parties or advertisers on their platform for targeted advertising. In 2018, the tensions escalated even more. That's when the Cambridge Analytica scandal hit the news ticker, I guess you could say. And we don't have to get into all of that. Definitely take a look and check it out. It's basically all about how Facebook mishandled user data and had some pretty shady uses for sharing that user data. And at the time, Tim Cook, Apple CEO, very publicly criticized that that data privacy practice. Basically, he said at the time, quote unquote, if our customer was our product, we could make a ton of money, and we've elected not to do that, which was a pretty clear shot across the bow at Facebook's basically ad-driven revenue model, clearly ad-driven revenue model. In response, Zuckerberg, classic tech billionaire, tech giant move, instructed his team to use only Android devices. And according to some stories, because of its larger user base, but mostly just to rebuke Apple's stance on data privacy and do a little personal boycott within the team there at Facebook. And then the rivalry continued to heat up as both companies just continually took jabs at each other in public statements and competitive strategies and business strategies. And then in 2021, just a couple of years ago, a few years ago, feels like just yesterday, Apple introduced what's called App Tracking Transparency, ATT, in iOS 14.5. And this was kind of the death knell for some digital marketers, or at least they thought it was. It hasn't quite panned out to be that bad yet, I don't think. But this is basically where the update required all the apps in the iOS environment to ask users' permission and get consent, clear consent, before tracking any of the data across any other apps or websites. And it was definitely celebrated by privacy advocates. And I think it's a net benefit. I will always think what's best for the user's comfort and the user's privacy and the users to be what's best for the business as well. But it hit Facebook's core business pretty hard. And it's likely costed them at this point billions in ad revenue, and it's only going to cost them more. Locking down that data that way essentially it really broke a good chunk of that Facebook ad system and infrastructure that they had built out, when a good portion of those iOS 14.5 users were like, no, actually, I don't want Facebook to be tracking my data, especially given recent scandals like the Cambridge Analytical event. Anyway, now both companies have pivoted and really are focusing on things like new markets, like virtual reality and augmented reality. And even here, the two companies are still pretty divided on how they're going about it. Meta is pitching this entirely virtual world that everybody can kind of immerse themselves in, the meta virtual experience, if you will. And Apple's actually focusing a little bit more on augmented reality and projecting or creating images in the existing landscape through hardware like the Apple Vision Pro, their augmented reality headset that they released earlier this year. Anyway, despite this rivalry, obviously both businesses share some common challenges with regulatory scrutiny from Capitol Hill, as these tech companies have been dragged in front of Congress recently, and they need to continue to innovate. And they are doing that with things like virtual reality and augmented reality. But the big innovation, obviously, right now is artificial intelligence. So the fact that these two companies are coming together now at this point, after all of these divisions, or at least are reportedly coming together, just shows how revolutionary the leaders at these companies feel AI is going to be. They're clearly able to look past old differences and disagreements for the prospect of a revolutionary technology. And let's face it, most likely revolutionary advances in their businesses as well. So what's the lowdown here basically with this news? Well, recently Apple at WWDC, which is their Worldwide Developer Conference 2024, they showcased some pretty significant advancements in AI. And the main one being Apple Intelligence, which was this partnership with OpenAI that we talked about. And it's going to integrate ChatGPT into the iOS ecosystem and the Siri experience and things like that. And this move was set to enhance all user interactions with features like AI-generated transcripts. You could do advanced search functionalities. We talked about Genmojis and some of the other fun stuff that they're going to be doing with AI. And it's really, I have faith in Apple to do this in a way that is remarkable, if anything, for the user. And Meta, on the other hand, has also been investing pretty heavily in AI. They have their own OpenAI model. I believe it is Llama. Let me double check that. Yeah, Llama, actually. Llama is their AI model. And the discussions with Apple are really, basically, they look like they could be a blending of these two technologies, aiming to create a more seamless and secure AI experience for users across both platforms. But primarily, the fact that the Apple Intelligence infrastructure and system is going to have multiple AI models to pull at and work with is pretty groundbreaking, and makes me, like I said, even more excited and anxious to see Apple Intelligence launched. Anyway, so what does this mean, and what are the implications of this partnership? Well, they're pretty vast. For consumers, it's going to mean a more integrated and intuitive AI-driven service from the products, and likely we'll see an even wider user adoption of handheld devices and things like that. The tech industry is going to love that. It's going to represent a shift towards new collaborations and new competition. More like collaboration over competition. in this new digital age. This could potentially set new standards for privacy and user experience within the AI development. For marketers, maybe this signals a more integrated data environment between the two platforms again, iOS and Meta, that is, since the ATT, or the Apple tracking transparency, excuse me, app tracking transparency. If Meta can reflect some of Apple's privacy concerns, perhaps there is a future where Meta ads can be accurately served to users who would be targeted based on their behaviors and their interactions again, targeted on those Apple devices. Anyway, so definitely some huge implications across a few different sectors, and the marketing one is definitely going to be one of them. Okay, so that's it for today's episode. If you enjoy the show or you find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed. A review on top of that would be even more helpful and super, super appreciated and helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks again for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.